Ina Rita Echiape.
My mother's name is.
One evening a week, young and old gather in Michael Moore's classroom in Fort Yates, North Dakota, to learn Lakota, the language of their Sioux tribal ancestors.
The only way you would use Kushi is when you're talking about someone else's.
Many of the students here at Sitting Bull College are learning a language that their great-grandparents spoke fluently at home. But that changed in the early 1900s when thousands of Native American children were sent to boarding schools. There, they were told to assimilate, learn English, and forced to forget all aspects of their native culture, including their language.
Kinship words?
Kinship words.
Gabe Blackmer, who co-teaches Lakota with Moore, remembers his time at one such school.
The government punished us not to speak our language. And I see that happen. It happened to me when I was day one. I went to school. I couldn't speak English, so I got punished pretty bad.
Let's go back to
Black Moon now devotes his days to making sure the Lakota language does not die out with his generation. He says he's one of the few Sioux Indians who can speak fluently and is heartened to see the youngest generations make efforts to learn a language that their own parents were discouraged to speak.
So just my mom and her sisters?
Tiffany Baker is one such student. She decided to learn Lakota to communicate with her two-year-old daughter, who is in an immersion program at the college. She said her own father rarely spoke the language.
As the elders start passing away, a lot of them, they are taking all their knowledge that they have, and it's up to us to learn it so that we can carry it on.
A generation of Native Americans here at Standing Rock working to reclaim a part of their culture that was nearly lost. Arup Hande, VOA News, Fort Yates, North Dakota.